ఐజ్ అర్జున్ మోర్ ఫేవరెట్ టు కృష్ణ. ఇన్ ద గోపాల్ చెంపు ఇస్ ఎ బుక్ రిటన్ బై శ్రీల జీవ గోస్వామి అండ్ ఈస్ డిస్క్రైబింగ్ ఆల్ కృష్ణ లీలా ఫ్రమ్ ద పర్స్పెక్టివ్ ఆఫ్ రజవాసీస్ ఫ్రమ్ వృందావన్ అండ్ హీ సేస్ దాట్ కృష్ణ హ్యాడ్ అ సఖా ఇన్ వృందావన్ నేమ్ అర్జున. దట్ మెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ దట్ సో హే స్తోక కృష్ణ, హే అర్జున, హే సుదామ, హే శ్రుదామ, సో యూ మెన్షన్ ఆల్ దోస్. సో కృష్ణ, సో ఇట్ ఇస్ జీవ గోస్వామి సేస్ దట్ వెన్ కృష్ణ మీట్ ద పాండవాస్ ఫర్ ద ఫస్ట్ టైమ్, when he sees Arjuna, the name Arjuna reminds him of Vrindavan, and thus he develops a special bond with him.
Okay.
And Arjuna also reciprocates. Now this is not just because of that, Arjuna also develops a special bond with them. So as another relationship we could say is that among the five Pandavas, you know, Krishna is almost equal in age to Arjuna.
Equal in age.
Yudhishthira and Bhima are slightly elder, Nakula and Sahadeva are clearly younger. So there is a natural bonding that happens between Krishna and Arjuna for both reasons. And of course, Arjuna is also an eternal associate of the Lord, and the Lord has arranged that. Actually, another reason is also that when Pandu wants to have sons, so he asks first, you know, I want an heir. So the most important quality of an heir is dharma. The king should be dharmic. Then he says, I'll pray to Dharmaraj, and he gets Yudhishthir. Then he says, actually dharma is good, but dharma is ineffectual without power. Therefore, I want a son who will be very powerful. And he gets Bhima. And then he feels that, okay, dharma and power are good, but actually you also need skill, expertise. And he says, most important is what I need is bhakti. So he asks for a son who is also very skilled and who is also very devoted. And that son is Arjuna. And in that sense, whatever he has desired in the previous two, that and more he desires in Arjuna. And that's how Arjuna is very special among the Pandavas. And actually Krishna reciprocates with that.